Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. I'm Tim with Ed and Ray and Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm cold.
Yeah?
A little chilly outside.
Yeah, that's why we don't
You walked across the street to come
I did. You know, I know that, Tim, that you've been to the NRB conventions that they have in at the Grand Ole, the Opryland Hotel.
Uh-huh.
You know how they have that city inside? They have the glass dome.
Big atrium.
Yeah. I'm wondering if we could put one of those over our two buildings. Yeah,
so know, that we can... We'll look at that.
I'm sure our supporters would
like to fund that one.
They must. They must feel bad for me.
Yeah, I don't think they feel that bad, badly.
Hey, Ray, let me, before we get into Steve's list of stories that he's brought here, I wanted to get your take on what's happening in Hong Kong now. I know you traveled to China several times and have, you know, loved ones in that country, not in Hong Kong specifically, but have you been following this the last few days?
Very closely, in fact, Tim, and it's concerning because the level of violence over there is ratcheting up. First of all credit to those who are, to the protesters who are speaking out against the government from the mainland. All credit to them speaking up on behalf of democracy. But it's very clear. In fact, the government in Beijing has said that if these protests continue, they're going to ramp up the response. And one of the protesters was shot and killed just the other day. I think what's happened is that they've made the calculation in Beijing that nothing serious is going to happen if they crack down. And so this situation is going to get worse before it gets better. I appreciate the fact President Trump has spoken out. I don't know much more that our government can do. We're not going to send troops over there, I don't think, to occupy Hong Kong.
No.
So I think we've done what we can do, but it is a very dangerous situation. And Tim, final note, we should just say at least 20% of the protesters, they say maybe more, are evangelical Christians who are speaking out on the side of democracy. We ought to pray for our brothers and sisters in Hong Kong. It's a very dangerous, precarious situation.
Yeah, I've seen, I saw a horrific video that I don't recommend watching of a counter-protester that was in a heated debate. Somebody came up and doused him with gasoline and set him on fire.
That's demonic.
It just the guy last heard listed in critical condition. But we started. Remember months ago, Ray, we were talking about them singing praise songs at their protest and everything. This is truly a
Let me ask you this, Ray. How did this all start? Because
there was a law that the mainland had passed. An extradition law saying that under certain conditions, basically whenever the government on the mainland said so, they could extradite people from Hong Kong to the mainland. Well, of course, that kind of law is going to be used to just take people out of Hong Kong, take them to the mainland, put them in jail, maybe they disappear. That's what started it. And eventually the government back down away from that law, but it has morphed, and Steve can say more about this, but it's morphed, I think, into a more general pro-democracy protest. They want freedom and guarantees from Beijing, and I think the central government is about to crack down in a bigger way.
But the history here is, Ed, the history here is that Hong Kong, which is, by the way, one of the world's financial big boys.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That in New York and London and maybe through Dubai, maybe three or four other places. But the history here is that the British controlled Hong Kong until, 15, 20 years ago?
Well, in 1997.
Right. 97.
What the British didn't want to do was to keep having holdings around the world. So they were going to give independence to Hong Kong from British rule. China has claimed that that Hong Kong belongs to them. I think most of the people there are Chinese or of Chinese descent. And they were going to have self-rule, the Chinese agreed, for 50 years. So that would
5-0?
5-0. Am I right about that, Ray?
That's correct.
Yeah,
which,
and
which
so,
comes up in 2047.
Yeah. So what China has done is increasingly try to bring Hong Kong under communist rule. And to Ray's point and to Steve's point, I forget which one made it, the protesters are not only protesting this extradition law, which has since Carrie Lam, who is the leader of Hong Kong, they have backed away from it. But there's other things that China has been doing, trying to get its tentacles into Hong Kong. And the protesters know that that 50-year window of self-rule, China is probably wanting to back away from that and control it in other ways. So that's what they're protesting.
Here are the five goals. Well, six, actually, one of which has been met that the protesters are asking for. The full withdrawal of that extradition bill that we talked about, that has been done. They want a retraction of the characterization of the protests as riots. I think that's a legal thing that they're looking for to lessen the threat. They want the release and exoneration of the arrested prisoners. They want to establish an independent commission to look into the police activities. They want universal suffrage for the legislative council and chief executive elections. So they want to vote for Carrie Lam, and they want Carrie Lam out.
Yeah, because they look at Carrie Lam and others in the Hong Kong, I'm not sure what they call the Hong Kong government.
She's
there.
An executive director.
They believe that they're basically planted there by the Chinese.
Chief executive of Hong Kong, okay. And she was planted there by the Chinese.
Right. Yeah, she was.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we will continue to follow this story. And as Ray said, a lot of those folks are fellow Christians there in Hong Kong protesting the communist Chinese, and we need to remember them in our prayers. Next story, Steve.
Well, today starts the public impeachment process, whether you call it an look into impeachment or impeachment light or whatever you're calling it.
I think it's an impeachment picnic.
Inquiry. An impeachment picnic?
Impeachment. Nancy Pelosi changed it.
Impeachment picnic.
They're inviting everybody.
They are.
Yeah.
But Adam Schiff is bringing the ants to the picnic because this is about an hour ago now, he tweeted this out, according to Chad Pergram from Fox. The House's impeachment inquiry and the committee will not serve as venues for any member to further the same sham investigation into the Bidens or into debunked conspiracy theories about 2016 U.S. election interference. So Schiff is doubling down, saying this is going to be about bad things we can say about President Trump. We don't want another side. There is only one reason that the president could have possibly talked to another foreign leader, which is to shake him down, or as we're going to hear in a second, to extort him.
Right. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. The Democrats are setting a precedent in a couple of different ways, which could come back to bite them. All right, in the future, I'm talking about obviously. Since you can't come back to bite you in the past. Can it, Ed? Maybe in science fiction it can.
In science fiction it can.
Yeah, okay. All right, and here's a couple of ways I was thinking about this could backfire on them. One is, this idea of a president of the United States trading this for that, is common practice, has been forever, and will be forever for many and a myriad of different reasons. By that, I mean a presidential and his administration negotiates with countries all over the world. If you want money from the United States, you do this or you do that. That takes place, has always taken place. And quite frankly, it's served us pretty well over time. Bribery works, all right? I know that sounds terrible, but that's true. We use our financial, foreign aid? to buy actions from governments that we want, which benefits America in the long run. I'll give you an example here. I don't mean to rabbit trail too much, but we pay Egypt a lot of money, right? Because we want peace with Israel in the region, and we want to keep our oil coming from the Middle East. How do we do that? That strait there, what do you call that strait of?
Strait of
Hormuz?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about through the
Suez Canal? No, the
Hormuz.
Near the Red Sea, whatever.
The Suez Canal.
Yeah, keep that open, flowing for commerce. Well, Egypt helps us do that.
Right.
And they do that because we give them a lot of money, namely. So that's a good bribe right there. Okay. Yeah, I hope people understand what I'm saying here, but that's just the way the world works.
Right.
All right. So I'm just saying that if this is the standard you're going to apply, where President Trump, what he did was, if you can believe that transcript and what he's talking about, hey, check in. Can you help us? Anything you can do to help, check in to the Bidens, right?
Yes.
The Bidens,
well, the firing the Bidens of the...
And the corruption in your country, because President Trump basically is saying, I've heard that the investigation into Joe Biden's son stopped because Joe Biden told them they weren't getting any money if they kept the guy on the case, the AG there,
right,
who was investigating the company that my son was on the board of, making 50 or 60 grand a month off of.
Right.
Okay, so our corruption, and also, and that was about 5 minutes of a half an hour call? So he didn't dwell on it, the president didn't. So now the other interpretation of that is he's trying to, get stuff on his political enemy. Oh, wow, Democrats never do that, do they? Huh?
Well,
good night.
Yeah, you know.
So I'm just saying that as we go forward, any president now who's going to do anything that's going to look like a quid pro quo, this for that, the Democrats are calling it extortion, you're going to have to think twice about negotiating in that way, right?
Right.
Because it's going to be, tables are going to be turned. So I just want to say, and then the other thing with President Trump is I've forgotten exactly what I was going to say, so we're going to move on. All right. Any thoughts on what I just...
That is going to be what's going to go forward. Listen, we've talked about this so much, but, the Steele dossier, that was an example of the Hillary Clinton campaign turning to the Russians.
To try to influence our election.
To try to get information on Donald Trump.
Yes.
Now, how the Democrats...
How is that different?
That's exactly right. How is that different?
It's not any different. That's worse than what President Trump, far worse than what President Trump did here,
right?
In my view. Ray, go ahead.
Whenever heads of state talk, by definition, there's a quid pro quo involved. If the fellow from Guatemala talks to the fellow from El Salvador, both of them want something, right?
Yeah.
If the head of the prime minister of Great Britain, of England, talks to Angela Merkel, whoever, if she's still in charge over in Germany, he wants something, she wants something, right? I mean, that's the way the world works. When two leaders talk, both have something in mind. So this thing of saying it's such an unusual thing, not unusual at all, this is what happens when world leaders talk to each other. It's not a big deal.
I know the other thing I was going to say, thank you, Ray, for filling in there while I was trying to think.
Sure.
Not that it wasn't important. It was more than filler. But here's the other thing I was going to say. The Democrats have lowered the bar for impeachment because impeachment is the death penalty. Okay, let's just put it in criminal law and order terms. What the Democrats have said is what President Trump did in that 5 minutes, basically, of that phone call with the Ukraine, which, by the way, we ended up giving them the money. We hadn't, so what? But we don't owe the Ukraine. It was anyway. The bar is so low now to me for the death penalty. Even if you believe what President Trump did here, in my view, it's like jaywalking. Maybe if it's what I'm saying. And so the Democrats have said we believe in the death penalty for President Trump. He needs to be handcuffed and removed from office over this phone call, over this 5 minutes and this phone call, basically. And I just think that's setting the bar so low for something as drastic and as draconian as impeachment.
So there's a media story here too, if I may. The Democrats came out with a new, you alluded to this a second ago, they were using this term quid pro quo, which means this for that. But I think in their polling, they weren't getting the hatred for President Trump that they were looking for. So they decided to change the language, and our media dutifully picked up the language change. This is a montage. See if you can pick up what the change is. Clip one.
We have enough evidence from the depositions that we've done to warrant bringing this forward, evidence of an extortion scheme.
You can call this extortion, you can call it bribery. It's all the same thing.
The president acted criminally and extorted in the way a mob boss would extort somebody.
What we're actually talking about here is not a pithy Latin phrase. It's something a lot simpler. Bribery and extortion.
There you go. So Joy Reid of MSNBC picking up on that was Eric Swalwell, Ted Lieu, and Jim Himes. They've changed the language because people, that sounds worse. Listen to what Newt Gingrich had to say about that. Clip two.
The idea that this president is saying to the Ukrainians, help me get to the truth. I mean, when did the New York Times and the Washington Post suddenly decide that covering up the truth is a good idea? This is crazy. And the Democrats, frankly, are behaving in a way that's crazy. Historians are going to look back and they're going to say, this whole case was totally made up. I think that Lee Smith's book, The Plot Against the President, captures exactly what happened. He worked with Devin Nunes for 2 years to develop it. And what you have is a coup being orchestrated by left-wingers in the bureaucracy, left-wingers in the news media, and left-wingers in the House Democrats. And historically, it'll be seen someday as being crazy. It's literally like the Salem witch trial.
It's the next crisis up. If this doesn't work, they'll find another one.
Well, it's going to be hard for them to do that, frankly. If this impeachment effort fails, it's going to be very difficult in an election year for them to say, okay, that didn't work. Let's try this now with issue X. I mean, don't you think, Ray? I mean, to me, they put all their eggs in this basket. They either win.
The basket's got holes, Ed.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
the
right.
The eggs are falling out the bottom. Thoughtful Americans, and there still are quite a few around, they're going to look at this and go,
yeah.
Okay, number one, even if it was a quid pro quo, that's what happens all the time. And number two, the Ukrainians never did the investigation, and we didn't withhold the money, so there's no there. If this is their best shot, they got nothing at all.
That's what I'm saying about lowering the bar. This is
right.
This is sad. If this was worthy of physically removing a man from the White House who was duly elected.
By the way, you're talking about the last time this was with Bill Clinton, who lied under oath, perjured himself. It was serious enough that he was no longer allowed to be sanctioned by the Arkansas Bar Association, right? He was no longer allowed to practice
law.
He
was under oath.
Under oath, and President Nixon actually covered up a burglary, okay? So this pales in comparison with both of those. I don't see any crime here, and even if you put the word extortion on it, it doesn't make it so.
They don't care about Ukraine. No one cares about Ukraine.
No.
And I do think it's come down to this: the Democrats, they think President Trump's going to win too, right? And the only way to stop him is to remove him from office. So they don't think they can beat him at the polls, but we can beat him with the impeachment. I will say this. and I'm sure after they impeach, after Democrats impeach President Trump, they're going to embrace with a new sense of brotherhood Mike Pence.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
You're talking about if they probably will impeach President Trump, but now the Senate, are you saying if the Senate removes him from office?
Yeah, if they were to succeed in that, which they're not going to. But you know what's so funny is, it's not funny, but they would, the Democrats would say no. Pence needs to go too because he was the vice president to the president who did the extortion the Ukraine.
They wouldn't stop there.
That's what
they. I believe.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's next, isn't she?
No, I would believe.
I've actually seen that argued.
That would be true.
They need to take Pence out first.
Yeah. Well,
but I was going to say they would remove Neil. I think they would try to remove Neil Gorsuch. and help me out.
Kavanaugh?
Here. Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh, because those were two Supreme Court justices appointed by this illegitimate president. I'm telling you, the Democrats want to go for the whole ball of wax. But now that conspiracy theory right there, you get rid of Pence, Nancy Pelosi becomes president, that would start a civil war. That would be that would be the end.
I don't know if the hatred for a man could get worse as it the left has for President Trump. I mean, it's on fire.
Yeah.
But if you were to add a man in there who was a Christian, as well as being a conservative, like Mike Pence, I think they might be able to turn it up even a notch hotter. Huh? I'm serious, because their disdain, the left's disdain for Christianity is raw. And
these are true God haters, which is why they're socialists.
Yeah, I don't think they know what to do exactly with Trump, because he fights like them.
Right.
A lot of times, whereas Pence is more reserved.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, that works to President Trump's advantage with a lot of people. They go, you know, give him blank Donald.
Yeah.
You know, but Pence is not like that exactly. But I'm not saying he's not a fighter. He's
so you guys think they would try to get rid of Pence too? That's...
This one person argued in writing that's what needed to happen, that this whole thing is corrupt. You get rid of Pence first, and then you get rid of President Trump in quick order, and then Nancy Pelosi assumes
On what grounds, supposedly, would they get rid of Pence?
Well, they weren't specific on that, but then again, what does it matter? They have conspiracy
All you need,
things.
Really, is he believes in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, he believes
in the Christianity.
Get rid of him. He believes in the Bible.
They'll make stuff up about Pence like they've been making stuff up about Trump. Yeah. That's not a problem for them.
But ultimately, this is not going to go anywhere in the United States Senate. So it's kind of a moot point. The Democrat. I don't know what Nancy Pelosi is going to end up doing here. I think she's kind of been a what do we do now? And I'm not saying she's not a politically intelligent person, but I do think she waded into these waters without having known the temperature.
I think she was forced to do so by the AOC branch.
They were saying, well, you're not going to do anything about this?
Yeah.
And
now or never.
And now or never. All right, Steve, you got 1 minute. What do you got?
Hey, you guys have been reading about the craze at Popeyes over this chicken sandwich.
Oh, yes. That chicken from Popeyes.
Nuts. And we've been having a spat of violence over this stuff.
Yes.
People cutting in line and everything. Well, to the rescue, Popeyes is introducing what several outlets are calling a boozy chocolate bourbon pie. Because the only thing better, the only thing you could really add to violence is liquor. That's the good idea right there.
The anecdote?
Yeah, no, I checked right there. This
the punchline.
There's no
Tim,
liquor.
Tim,
no
I
liquor
renew
in
my
pie,
call for an AFR field trip to Popeyes.
Right.
We need to check this out for ourselves.
Yes, now I'll just say this. I like Popeyes. It's a lot of good food. So, Tim, I think maybe a little field trip. We need to check this out for ourselves.
That's right.
Now, not
we
the
need
pie
to get
thing,
to the bottom of this.
As long as we got body armor.
Right.
I'm good with that. Oh, my word.
Popeyes has become a war zone.
That's crazy. All right, Ray, thanks so much, brother.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tim.
Ed?
Hey.
Appreciate your contributions.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to go try to calm myself down and do my breathing exercises, get my blood pressure down.
Is a hockey game tonight?
There is one.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get your mind off all this.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Steve, appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Brent Creeley ran the controls for us. We thank Brent. And let's see. Fred for his contributions the last hour. Have a great day, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio, and we shall see you back here tomorrow.